Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. We're talking about the corona panic. And I read an article. I can't find it now. I was going to quote some of it. I don't like reading articles and verbatim. I'd just like to give you the gist of it and my take on it. And discuss it with, Dr. Sheely, for example. But I understand that the Queen has been moved out of Buckingham Palace. There are too many people there, too many workers, too many people in the government there, and so they moved her out for her own safety. That's one thing. Dr. Sheely, have you learned that too?
Yeah, I heard a bit about that and the big Parliament debate going on right now about their health care system.
Mm-hmm. And the White House, our White House, is, I won't use the word lockdown, but I would say very restricted access. So
locked
you're not going to get into the White House. Yeah. You're not getting into the White House as you used to be able to. And I'm not talking about, we can't get in anyway. I mean, the general population, we're not getting into the White House. But those who would normally get into the White House, they're being checked, their temperature's being checked, and I'm certain that there's way more restriction to the access of the White House than there used to be. And there is rumors, and I'm pretty darn sure these are right, that military bases are starting to look very carefully at who goes in and who goes out, meaning like contractors who do things for the military, they may not have the access that they used to have. That hasn't made the news yet, but I have a feeling it will very, very shortly. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the people who are outside contractors who do things. They may have offices in the military base. They may be technicians who repair equipment for the military that the military doesn't have expertise in, like water purification systems and things like that. So those people may even have a very difficult time getting into these installations in the United States. This is not a fabrication. This is a real situation. People are dying all over the world. So for those who think that this is not real, American Airlines would not shut down 75% of its flights for something that's not real. Schools across the entire United States closing, they wouldn't do that if it's not real. There would not be a report of the two emergency doctors, a medic in his 40s in Washington, and a 70-year-old New Jersey physician are in critical condition after being infected with the coronavirus. How about that? So here we have medical personnel who are in critical condition as a result. Now, they've been treating people, and they got it. So, Dr. Sheely, that's something that we talked about over the last few weeks. I got to tell you, I'm not going to town, and I would really like to suggest that you treat via Skype or some other method, phone call or something, rather than see patients.
Well, today and tomorrow, maybe, but at least it looks as though we will be cordoned off all of today, if not even tomorrow. So I have no choice right now because of the shooting across the street. But let's talk about the reality.
Mm-hmm.
Very few people have stored food. You know, they may have a week supply, a week or two of certain things.
Mm-hmm.
have enough food to last a year, but most of it's frozen. Should I go ahead and can it in a back, you know, like my usual glass jar canning?
That's a great question. And I'll tell you what my thoughts are. So electricity is the big nut to crack, okay, because our entire world runs on electricity. So from the moment our alarm clock wakes us up, and it continues to be used by us until the TV puts us to sleep at night. It makes our coffee, it microwaves our breakfast, burrito, it powers our phone to make lunch appointments and text our friends and family while we're supposed to be working. Without electricity, we will not be able to function as a society. The cash registers at the store won't function. The clerks won't even know what the prices of the cans of beans on the shelf are. So they can't even make change without electricity. The reason I said that way is it's my opinion that without electricity, the absence of electricity, will move us back to at least the 1700s. At least the 1700s, because we don't have the tools now to make horse-drawn wagon parts without electricity. Our saws are powered by electricity. Our measurements are powered by electricity. You know, we don't know how to use rulers and gauges and things like that aren't digital.
And we don't have kerosene lamps.
That's right. That's right. And where was the last time you saw kerosene available at, let's say, a gas station for sale? Right? So we don't have that. So Dr. Shealy, we won't even be able to make the grease to grease the wheels on a wagon. We don't have that ability. We don't even know what to do. You know, we wouldn't know how to use, you know, animal fat as a lubricant. Almost everyone will die without refrigeration, without electricity. There'll be no lettuce from California, avocados from Mexico. There'll be no oranges from Florida. Everything will become local. People will not even be able to inflate the tires on their car, assuming the car ran, with a hand pump. They won't be able to do it. They don't know how to use a hand pump. They don't have the strength to use a hand pump. But back in the 1940s and 50s, people resorted to using a hand pump to inflate their tires because they didn't have compressors that ran on electricity. We use vacuum cleaners to clean our rugs. Before that, the rugs used to be taken outside and there was a rug beater that was used to beat the dust out of a rug. Right? Who even knows what a rug beater is today, right? So what I'm saying is, we are so dependent on electricity, it's a problem. So in your situation, what do you do with the items in the freezer? Well, with a little bit of planning, you'd have a generator, and I know you do. And with a little bit of planning, you have some fuel, which I know you do. And with a little bit of planning, you have, you know, the oil to change the lubricating oil of the diesel engine. And you can clean out the air cleaner. So what do you do in a situation like that? Here's what I would suggest. I would suggest if the grid goes down and you do not have solar power, then you fire up that generator and you run that freezer for a couple hours until the compressor shuts off. And while that diesel generator is running, you do all the other things like pump your water, store it in containers, run the refrigerator, do all those things simultaneously, if your generator will provide that much current. Then you shut the generator off. And then in maybe 3 or 4 hours later, you do the same thing. But you try to keep what's cold, cold. And one way of doing that is to pack that freezer with more things that can be frozen. For example, if you have milk jugs that you've washed out previously, or distilled water jugs, that maybe you bought some distilled water for your farm, for your batteries, maintenance needs, and for emergency purposes. If you have empty jugs like that, you can fill them 90% full of water, put them in the freezer, run the freezer, get them frozen. So that frozen water will then help keep cold everything else that's in the freezer. You can use 2 liter of soda bottles for that. You know, you squeeze them down so that it's only got 90% water, because when water gets frozen, it expands. And if you squeeze down to 90% of the volume of that 2 liter bottle or that milk jug or distilled water jug, when it when it freezes and expands, it won't break the container. So you try to fill up as much of that freezer as you can, or refrigerator, with the items that can stay cold. That's the way to do it. But you still are going to have to run some kind of a generator. Other than that, it's can, dehydrate, freeze dry, salt, you know, salt the meats. Those are the options. You know, it's such a big problem, Dr. Shuey. There was a television show, a series called Jericho. It's about this Kansas town that there was some nuclear detonations went off and everything stopped. No more food, no more electricity, no more anything. And they had a problem because the ice cream was melting at the local supermarket, you know, the small independent supermarket in town. And so what did they do? They had a party, and they ate it. It was either throw it away or eat it. So they couldn't solve that problem either. It's a huge problem. But if you want to cure meat, you have to have the curing salt. You have to know how to do it. And if the internet is down because the grid is down, do you know how to do it, or was that information on the internet that you were going to use to preserve your meats? That's why you need books, class. That's why the internet is, it's a great thing while it's working. But when the grid goes down, yeah, it's not going to be working so well. That's how I see it. It's supposed to be fault tolerant, but it's not fault tolerant for a grid down scenario. Do you think that every local central office, that's the term for the telephone buildings in your area, kind of like these brick buildings or block buildings, they have the telephone equipment, they're called central offices. So we think of a central office like lots of people there. No, it's just equipment. And do you think that, yeah, it's battery backed up, that's fine, and that'll last for a couple hours, but then the generators kick on. Now, how much fuel do you think they have for the generators? A couple years' worth? No, it's more like maybe a week's worth at the most. So the internet's going to go down too. So now what do we do? So you can't, in my opinion, I won't say you can't. In my opinion, you should not depend on the grid. You should not depend on the system. You should not depend on the supply chain. Heck, that's why there's a panic for toilet paper. Because people realize that the system, the warehouse for the toilet paper is on the truck from the factory. That's where the warehouse is. It's en route to the stores. And when the factory shuts down, there'll be no toilet paper in the trucks on the way to the store. And same thing is happening with baked beans. Same thing is happening with instant potatoes. Same thing is happening with paper towels. Same thing is happening with dried soup mix. It's a huge problem. And preparedness is having what you need before you need it. So it's really hard to be prepared or to prepare after the event. So, and that's what people are figuring out right now. They're saying, you know what? That's not fair. They don't have toilet paper. That's not fair. I wanted to buy toilet paper and they don't have any.
Fairness is not part of this kind of situation.
Yeah, So it's back to, you know, one of the first things we were talking about. Preparedness is simply having the knowledge and the materials before you need them. You know, the owner's manuals, the spare parts, the tools that you need. That's what preparedness is. And that's the lifestyle that we live. And class, if you were watching TV or your neighbors were watching TV while you were preparing, they're probably going to knock on your door and say, yo, hey, listen, got any milk? Got any bread? Can I have half a roll of toilet paper, please?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Dr. Shilley, to answer your question a little more completely, there's another alternative. Generator is certainly one, and an inverter is another way. Now, this is a temporary solution to a big problem. So, for example, I have something called a kilowatt meter, K-I-L-L-A-watt, kilowatt meter. And it tells me how much electricity certain devices use. So I tested. I don't believe anything I read. I hardly believe anything I even see. I want to test it for myself. So I tested how much electricity a stand up 21 cubic foot frost, automatic frost defrost freezer takes. So it's just a manual defrost freezer, 21 cubic feet, takes about 250 watts to run it. But it takes about three times that to start it. So in order to start that, you'd need an inverter of at least 750 watts. More like 1,000 would be the minimum to run a upright manual defrost freezer. It would take probably maybe 1.5 times that to run an automatic defrost freezer. Okay. It takes about, for a chest freezer, let's say about an 18 cubic foot model, it takes about 200 watts. And so that's just to give you a rough feel. And it takes three times the starting current as it takes the running current. So that 150-watt chest freezer, 18 cubic feet, this is an older model now, it would take 450 watts to start that. So what you can do is you can get what's called an inverter. And it's a box, kind of like a shoebox in size. And it has two cables, and you can clamp that to your automotive battery. So if you have a car or a light truck, you can just hook it up as you would jumper cables. And this box, this inverter box, has electrical receptacles. And you can plug in an extension cord and run that extension cord out to your freezer. And that'll work fine, but it will drain your vehicle's battery. So what you'd have to do is time starting the engine of your vehicle to charge the battery while the inverter is running so that you could keep the freezer running. Now, on average, the average fuel tank is probably half full because at the maximum it's full, at the minimum it's empty, so on average it's half full. So if you keep that tank full, you'll have some time where you can run your engine and charge the battery, which will provide current to the inverter, which will run the freezer. That's a great way to go, and you can do that for $200 or less. I would suggest getting an inverter of 2,000 watts or maybe a little bit more. And that's a great way to go in an emergency situation because your vehicle's kind of quiet. It's not like running a generator that's really loud and lets all the neighbors know that you've got electricity and fuel. And a generator burns an enormous, enormous amount of fuel. For example, it's kind of interesting how this works. So, we talk about horsepower. Well, a horsepower is equal to 746 watts. So if you have a one-horsepower generator, which I don't know of one, but if there were no friction and no losses, you'd be able to generate 746 watts. But there's friction and losses. So if you have a 10-horsepower generator, you might generate at peak 8,000 watts. But a 10-horsepower engine is going to burn about a gallon of fuel, gasoline, per hour. So you would use up that 5-gallon red jug of gasoline in 5 hours. Now, who has, enough to last a few days? Hardly anybody, right? So it's a huge problem. Now, I've been to expos and they've shown people riding a stationary bicycle that has a little alternator on it. Let's talk about that for just a second. Yeah, well, a strong man, and I'm just going to say man for now. It could be a woman, but a strong man is capable of producing about 1/10 of 1 horsepower, for a while, maybe an hour or two. Okay, a strong man is only capable of producing 1 horsepower for a few seconds. So if you wanted to generate enough electricity to make a slice of toast, one man can't do it. It'd take 3 or 4 men working as hard as they could to generate electricity to make 1 slice of toast.
Attention GCN listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implications of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open-pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing that you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of this threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get 3 bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Coronavirus concerns still weighing heavy on investors. On Wall Street, trading was halted shortly after the morning trading began.
Circuit breakers tripped after the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 both fell by more than 8% just seconds after the opening bell. It's the third time in the last week that trading was halted. At last night's 11th Democratic presidential primary debate, the candidates Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders were asked about their choice of running mates.
There are a number of women who are qualified to be president tomorrow. I would pick a woman to be my vice president.
That's former Vice President Joe Biden answering the question. Seconds later, Bernie Sanders asked the same question, and he replied he, too, in all likelihood, would choose a female running mate. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Dr. Sheely's with us, and we've been talking about generators, we've been talking about inverters. The bottom line is to be prepared means having it before you need it. So if you don't have it already, it's tough. It's really tough. But yes, you can still buy on the internet inverters, do your own research. And let me give you just a thumbnail guide as to a way to do this. You need something called a kilowatt. That's the best way. You don't have to have a kilowatt, but it surely makes it a lot easier to figure out how many watts an appliance uses. The heavier the cord, the more current that device uses, the harder it is to keep that running. A toaster, forget it. It's not practical. I just said that it would take 3 to 4 guys pedaling a bicycle, you know, with a generator to make a piece of toast, you know. And I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. That's true. So if you look at the bottom of your coffee maker, you'll see that it draws about 1,000 watts or more. That's an enormous amount of consumption. So what you need to do is shift those electrical devices to an alternative fuel that you can store easily and inexpensively. So what is the best type of cooking to have? Well, if you're in the city, I guess that would be natural gas. If you're in the country, that would be propane. Because it's almost impossible to have a generator large enough to run an electric oven or the electric cooktop with resistive elements. It's almost impossible. Actually, you know, practically it's impossible because you would need a huge generator. And when you're not cooking, you'd be running that huge generator and burning that extra fuel that you don't need to burn. So what do you do? Well, what we did many years ago, decades ago, we bought a used house and it had an electric cooktop. It was great. Except that if the power failed, which is like a regular occurrence, the stove didn't work, the cooktop didn't work. So what we did was we got rid of that and bought a propane/natural gas cooktop. And for maybe $200, we were in business, except for the plumbing, you know. And then we put in a 500-gallon propane tank, and when the electricity was out, we could cook. It was a great way to go. And so we never had to worry about that. But the real question is, do you really have to cook? Actually, you don't in many circumstances. I mean, if you want spaghetti, yeah, I guess you do. But if you have a can of beans in an emergency, you don't have to cook them. Just open the can. Make sure you have a manual can opener. Because an electric one won't work during a grid down situation. Dr. Shilley, any comments?
Well, all of the above. And I just thought of one other thing. In a short-term emergency, you might even use just a Coke, if you've got a Coke grill, for instance.
Yeah, what you're talking about is coal, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah, it takes a while to start it, and, you know, you can have some briquettes, absolutely. You could have one of those gas grills, you know, and you can have an extra container of propane, but it won't last forever. I mean, those are small tanks of propane, but you can get a larger one. The real hot setup is simple. You buy a farm, and you get your own propane tank, and you fill it up and you own it. And you plumb that into your propane stove. So they have a stove and a cooktop that you can heat with your fuel that you own, and you're not dependent on somebody else owning the tank, and you're not dependent on, you know, the natural gas pipeline that comes from, you know, the city utilities, for example. So survivalism is having your own rather than being on the supply chain. And I don't want to be on the supply chain. So the electricity is a real big problem, and that's why you might want to consider moving out to the country and building your own solar array. But don't get one that is grid-tied. Because if the grid goes down, you've got nothing. Literally. When Dr. Shilley brought this up months ago, that if you have a grid-tied system, you've got your own solar array, you've got an inverter, and it dumps your electricity onto the grid. But when the grid goes down, the clock that runs at 60 cycle per second frequency goes down with the grid, and now your system is worthless. And you have no electricity, even though you have solar panels. Now, you could convert it if you had an inverter, and if you had some batteries. Then you could charge the batteries and use the inverter. I mean, you could do that. But you have to know how to do it. And I met this gal in the supermarket, and that's what she did. She sold those grid-tied systems. And I asked her what kind of batteries she recommended. She was clueless about batteries. She had no idea. And she's a professional in the industry. So that's another thing. You can't... Oh, let me say it this way. I would not trust the opinion of a professional without doing my own research. Because they don't generally know. And I just gave you a perfect example. There's a gal in the solar industry selling solar systems to businesses and individuals about how to have their own solar system on their roof. What a great idea. And then the customers had no clue that when the power went down, they had no electricity. How is that possible that they didn't know? Well, because they relied on the salesmanship and the expertise, alleged expertise, of other people. Don't do that. Make sure you do it. Do your own research. Dr. Sheila, do you want to talk about communications?
Well, that's another one. I don't think we're going to use smoke, you know, set up smoke sound screens, whatever, you know.
Smoke signals, yeah. Okay, well, here's what happens. Now, when I broadcast, and when Dr. Sheila, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Sheila, but you do up-to-the-minute research for the news and also medical issues and updates and statistics and things like that on the Internet. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Because if you were to listen to the radio, you'd be listening a long time to find out what you really want to know, because you'd be dependent on someone else thinking about what you want to know before or in order to prepare for that broadcast. Well, what I do for the broadcast is I'll get on the Internet and I'll do all kinds of reading. And I'll read books. But if the Internet goes down, I'm not going to be able to tell you in a broadcast what just happened. Because the Internet went down. That is the main driver of the main transport for information right now. So I read about it and I talk about it. I read about it and I talk about, I add my expertise in the area that I might have a little bit of knowledge to what I just read, or my experiences to what I just read, which is what we're doing right now. But if the Internet goes down, that's going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult to talk about the news. It'll be difficult to talk about anything that's beyond local. Now, I can talk about, you know, what happened in our little village and who's having coffee with who. You know, I can talk about that. But that's not really important. And what that really means is if the Internet goes down, information will cease to exist in the way we know it. And all information will become local. What's local? Well, it depends on, it can be person-to-person communications. And in the corona panic, I don't want to talk to anybody, you know, person-to-person. I want to be a distance from them. So it's not likely that I'll be talking, you know, in person with anybody. So, or very few people, I guess. So what do? Well, you can have two-way radios. And the least expensive two-way radio, and we've talked about this last week, is made by a company called Bofang. And a Bofang radio is, let me see if I can find one. Okay, so it's spelled B-A-O-F-E-N-G, B-A-O-F-E-N-G. And the best bang for the buck is a Bofang radio with the model number UV as in ultraviolet, UV-5 and the letter R, UV-5-5R. They are a ham radio. They're programmable. They're difficult to program. You don't get many instructions with them. They're made in China, and they cost $23.80 each. You can buy them on Amazon right now. They're still available. And you can power that up, and you can listen. And you can listen to what's happening in your area. You can listen farther than you can transmit with those radios. So you can probably get several miles out, maybe, you know, with line of sight, very few trees, a few miles. Or you can buy two of them for $39.99. That way, if you have a farm or you want to talk to someone in your family or friends, you can each have one and pick a frequency and use it. So for $20 a piece, you can have two radios. What a great way to go. And they have a rechargeable battery pack with them. We have them, and we like them. But they won't last forever. You know, they're kind of cheesy, but they work. So that's the Bofang UV-5R. That will help you get local communications. If you want to go a little farther, you might want to get a Citizens Band radio. And you can buy them at pawn shops. You can buy them used. And figure on spending around $100 for one. And get an antenna or make an antenna. And research how to make your own antenna out of a piece of wire. And you can do that. And you can listen to the truckers going by. Now, the truckers have them. And it used to be more popular than it is right now, but they still have them. And you will hear truckers going by. So let's say you live in Springfield, Missouri, or near any other city, and you live near within a few miles of a highway. You'll hear the truckers talking to each other, saying what happened in San Antonio, or Dallas, or Fort Worth, or San Francisco, because they just came back from there. And that's a great way to go as well. But that's pretty much... Oh, and also AM and FM radio. Other than that, I think the way of communicating and receiving information is going to be tough. And those are the choice. Oh, of course, ham radio. So you can buy a ham radio. I've got a rig, and you know, I can listen worldwide. And ham radio, if you get a high-frequency model, an older type from maybe 30 years ago, and it'll cost you about $400 or $500, one of those will help you get shortwave. It will get shortwave. Or you can buy a shortwave radio. And that's how we used to get the news. But shortwave radio, those transmitters take a couple hundred thousand watts. So they've got to have electricity to transmit. Or they're not going on the air either. Bottom line is, when the internet goes down, you're not going to hear much news. Because all the talking heads, that's where they get the news from. The internet. So if that's down, they're not going to have much to say. Dr. Shealy, your thoughts?
Well, the question is, hunker down before you have to hunker down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, people thought we were kind of crazy. You know, we've been in lockdown for almost 2 weeks. Lockdown. Lockdown for 2 weeks. So that's because we don't want people showing up here because we don't know where they've been. Sometimes we don't even know who they are. Sometimes people just show up. You know, let's say there's a delivery driver and he shows up, but he's looking for someplace else. You know, he just thought he'd ask us. We don't want them here. You know, it's going to be less friendly. It really is going to be less friendly. And in New York City, let's see, here's an interesting story. UN diplomats claim that New York City officials told them that the coronavirus has spread throughout the city, and everyone should assume they've been exposed, with the threat lasting until fall. Let me say that again, in case you missed it. UN diplomats claim that New York City officials told them coronavirus has spread throughout the city, and everyone should assume they've been exposed. Everyone should assume they've been exposed. Where have you heard that before? So you may think it's only 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 cases. In New York City, the officials told UN diplomats that they should assume they have been exposed. That everyone has been exposed. That's how serious this is. And if you get sick, are you going to bring it home to your parents who are older than you are and get them killed? So please pay attention and don't believe the people who are saying that it's just a fraud. We'll be right back.
Attention GCN listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implications of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open-pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing that you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of this threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shealy's with us, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Class, if you want to get your vitamin C and your vitamins and supplements, you can go to normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, I was at Walmart's and Amazon's website, and I was looking for dried soup mix. And I put it in my cart, and I click checkout, and it'd be gone. And it wasn't, I've heard this from other people. So, you know, you'd have it in your cart and someone would take it out of your cart while you were buying it. That's the kind of stuff that's happening online. I'm very serious. And Lipton chicken noodle soup.
The situation is already in total chaos, let's face it.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
I want to mention one of my favorites. We've talked about this in the past, is getting your antioxidants, which is the most crucial thing that you get from your veggies and fruits. And there is something called ORAC, O-R-A-C, rich greens. It's also a Patriot Power greens. Both of these are powder, dried things that give you, well, the ORAC rich, you get 10,000. That is equivalent to 10 big servings of fruits and vegetables in one scoop. And it would be really worth considering having a couple of cans of that stuff on hand.
Okay, and where do we get that, Dr. Shealy?
Well, it's on our website, ORAC Rich Greens. I don't have the Patriot Power, but ORAC Rich Greens that I've been using for a couple of months. And it just is an additive. You can't get, I think, too many antioxidants.
Okay, class, that's at normshealy.com, normshealy.com. So I went to look at how much is Lipton chicken noodle soup. And it comes in a little box, and you get two pouches in each box. So you can buy two boxes with two pouches each, so that'd be four little pouches. Now, it used to be like less than $2 each. On the Internet, $23.25 for one box right now. I'm not kidding. So there's price gouging going on. Six cans of Progresso soup, Sunday morning. Now, $83.46 for six cans of soup. That's $13.91 a can. They used to be available at $1.50 a can. Manischewitz split pea soup becomes in a tube, like a plastic tube, and you can see the, you know, the peas and the seasoning and all that in there. It used to be about $1.41. Now a 24-pack is available on Amazon for $61.82. What I'm saying is there's a lot of price gouging that's going on right now, and it's offensive. It's offensive. So if you're being gouged, remember who's gouging you. And if you have to buy it to survive, that's one thing. But remember and never patronize them when things settle back down. That's how I look at it. This is an awful time that we're living in. Some of the best in humanity is coming out. Not so much, though. And some of the worst is coming out more. I mean, really fighting over toilet paper? Really? Stealing toilet paper out of a cart? You know, and someone at the supermarket, when someone's head's turned, taking the things right out of their cart when they've already got them. I mean, the protocols are being violated. Civility is being violated. And that's why we've been saying for a long time, get out of Dodge. Get away from that. Really get away from it if you can. Dr. Schill, you want to talk about soap as well? Was that one of the items that you wanted to mention?
Yeah, of course. I've always had a lot of soap on hand. I have the bottles, you know, soap to refill the little things, hand dispensers, and I have I always have on hand 3 or 4 months of dishwashing detergent and that kind of thing. I think that's one thing you want to be sure to have, lots of soap.
Right, and don't waste any of it. Yeah, and don't waste any. So here's what you can do, class. If you have a shower, you need a shower rack. Okay, you don't put the shower soap in that shower wall because it's always filled with water, and the soap gets consumed, it gets diluted, it gets dissolved by the water that sits on those, you know, built-in shower panels in the typical shower. So what you do is you buy a shower rack. It's one of these things that hangs from the shower head pipe. And you can put your soap back there, and it dries out. And a bar of soap will last 3, 4, 5x what it would last if you did not have a shower rack. I'm not kidding. So you can probably get a month out of each bar of soap, literally. So if you go to the dollar store, you can buy Dial soap, if that's okay with you, and the antibacterial, if that's okay with you. It comes in 3.2 and 4 ounce sizes, and they intermix them, so it's really hard to, you know, figure out what you're buying. So buy the 4 ounce size because it's more bang for your buck, and you can get 10 of them for $4.95 right now while they still have it. And you can buy a bunch of it and store it in a 5 gallon bucket and keep the lid on it, and it'll last years. I don't know what the life expectancy is, but I can tell you it lasts at least 20 years, at least. Dr. Schill, thank you so much for being with us today through these rough times. And class, if you'd like to call Dr. Schill, you can find his phone number on the internet. Just look up Norm Schill, NormSheely.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.